But like I was saying, yeah, it's the anniversary of the Battle of Cannae, which was just militarily speaking sort of a very interesting battle, and even to this day sort of remains in the annals of history as one of the days that the most human life has ever been lost in a single day. That's how devastating this battle was. And it was in a day when the populations were much, much lower. To put it in perspective, the second runner-up for most human life lost in a single day was the Battle of Somme in World War I, where about 20,000 men lost their lives. And this more than doubles that. About 40,000 to 60,000 Romans lost their life. But whereas Britain had a population in the millions during the Battle of Somme, the male population of Rome was only about 1 million, maybe about 800,000, probably more likely. So this one day took about 1/10 of the male population away from Rome. That's how devastating this single event was to the population of Rome. And just to very briefly touch on how important the Punic Wars were, you know, the reason that we call our Congress a Congress is because of the Punic Wars. It's the reason we have E Pluribus Unum written on the back of our coins. It's because we have so much Roman history. It's because of Carthage's loss at this war that we have a Roman-based Senate, not a Carthaginian-based Senate. I can't even imagine what that would look like. They hired mercenaries to work for them. But so just a little bit of history on the Battle of Cannae, which is historically one of the most important events in all of history, I think, and even from a military standpoint, just kind of fascinating as well. But the Carthaginian War, the Second Punic War, just to very, very briefly touch on that, basically, Rome and Carthage had a lot of bad history, and I can't even begin to get into why, but to put it very simply, there was debts owed, and Carthage could not pay the debts to Rome, so they instead started taking some military actions, and that is a horrible abbreviation of the actual climate of what it looked like. But among the Carthaginian generals was Hannibal, who is considered one of the greatest military thinkers of all time, one of the greatest generals of all time. And just the Battle of Cannae. So what had been going on, the climate thus far, is Rome had just elected a dictator, Fabius Maximus, who is remembered now as the Shield of Rome. And Fabius Maximus had been winning a war of attrition with Hannibal. Hannibal was very far from Carthage. He couldn't get supplies, and that is how Fabius Maximus had been attacking him. But the thing about that was the Roman people absolutely detested that style of fighting. They wanted a glorious military victory. They wanted to just crush Hannibal. That's how they wanted to win this war. That's what they thought was honorable and the way to do things. But that was not really an option. Every time the Romans had met Hannibal face to face, he had outsmarted them and then ended up just defeating them pretty holistically. Hannibal was also rather clever, because once he learned that Fabius Maximus was in charge and that he wasn't very popular with the Roman people, what Fabius Maximus started to do was, when he would burn Roman lands, he would spare the lands that belonged to Fabius Maximus, just so that he would grow even more unpopular. So by the time Fabius Maximus's dictatorship was up, they were deciding whether or not they were going to re-elect him for another term as dictator. They did not. They instead elected two individuals that really just wanted to go and crush Hannibal. They wanted to go and destroy Hannibal on the fields of battle. So after some tracking him down, they met Hannibal in a place that he thought was favorable, and they started to get ready to square up against him. They had the biggest army that Rome had seen in a very, very long time. And this is where we sort of start to see some of the brilliance of Hannibal, actually. See, every time the Romans had faced Hannibal so far, he would deploy his troops in what they Hannibal would deploy his troops in what they call a concave crescent, which is sort of a triangle shape, and he would put his strongest troops at the tip of this triangle, whereas the Romans just sort of lined their troops up in lines and marched forward. This time, though, Hannibal put his weaker troops at the tip of this triangle, while he put his cavalry and strong troops on the flanks, on the sides. So what happened was, as the Roman troops marched forward, they very easily defeated these weaker troops that were at the tip of this triangle. But as they marched forward, that concave slowly went inward, and it bent in and ended up. The Romans got so far in that they eventually the flanks wheeled around and circled them. They had very good cavalry on their side, and this was so tight for the Romans that they didn't even have space to swing a sword, and they were just getting mowed down upon. But it was a brilliant tactical move, one that we have yet to see recreated anywhere, and it was just fascinating for a number of reasons. But it really taught the Romans that they should not have tried to beat Hannibal face to face like that. But 92% of the Romans at that battle did end up dying on the fields of Cannae, at the Battle of Cannae. It was not a very good day for Rome. But that's about all I have to say about the Battle of Cannae. I suppose it is a very historically interesting and very historically important battle. I think there was around 35,000 Roman infantry casualties. They had about 35,000 more allied infantry just from other sources, not Rome. They lost about 3,000 cavalry, and then about 10,000 that were garrisoned in a fort. And it was just a nasty, nasty event for the Romans. Like I said, it was about 10 to 20% of their whole population died that day on the fields of Cannae, or 10 to 20% of their male population. I mean, can you even imagine? That was just an absolutely devastating single day of combat. And to think that Rome went on to win after that, that's even more wild, and that's a story that we'll have to conclude another day. Anyway, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we do have the Ron Hayes Farm Show, so stay tuned to the Mighty 690, your source for news, talk, and farm.